The 2020 population count is 5 years away, a blink of an eye for the Census Bureau. It has to make big decisions now on technology for conducting the count, and it needs time to test everything out. Those challenges have caught the attention of the Government Accountability Office. Carol Cha is the Director of IT Acquisition Management Issues at GAO. She tells Tom Temin more about the Census's plan.
The Bureau released its 2020 operational plan last month, and this plan outlines a very dramatic shift in how the Bureau plans to enumerate the population. And technology plays a very large role in this. And so some of the key initiatives that they are expecting to deploy are, for example, an internet response option, an operational control system to track and manage field work for the non-response follow-up operations, as well as use mobile devices for field data collection. And the reason why they're doing this, according to the Bureau, is to save roughly $5.2 billion in total costs. So they're projecting the 2020 census to cost roughly $12.5 billion. Now, in terms of our key points, the Bureau has a very mixed track record when it comes to deploying IT. 2010 was a very good example of this, where they tried to build their own handheld computers, and ultimately that initiative was terminated and increased the ultimate price tag by roughly 20%. Now, for 2020, our key point is that the Bureau's IT decisions have not been timely. And we've been reporting on this deferral of decisions over the past few years. So with the release of the October plan, there are several IT decisions that have not been made. You know, and in this face of a looming immutable deadline, having timely decisions is very critical.
The decisions that they have not made, are they with respect to specific technologies or to processes and managerial types of issues?
It's mostly with the technology. So, for example, they have not yet made buy or build decisions for these many systems that will support the 2020. They've not made decisions about the projected demand on the IT infrastructure, as well as plans for the mobile device usage.
How can they possibly, though, predict, say, what device they'll be using, or if they build a device that'll be compatible with what networks will be in place 5 years from now, especially from the carriers?
Well, the important thing here is ensuring that they have the proper planning in place. So just to give you an example of, in terms of the planned sequencing of these decisions, the Bureau will have about roughly a year to develop and integrate these planned systems and have them ready for end-to-end testing. And this testing is expected to be to begin August of 2017. So they have, as of today, you know, roughly 2 years to acquire these systems. And that's not a lot of time, given the Bureau's track record. So having these timely decisions is very critical. And just an example on the mobile device question that you raised, they're not expecting to make those decisions about the mobile devices until 2 years after the expected start of that end-to-end test preparation, which begins in August of 2017. So, again, what's very critical is ensuring that the Bureau has enough time to properly conduct their end-to-end testing. And as what we've seen is, when that end-to-end testing gets compressed and gets moved to the right, you know, the worst-case scenario is a healthcare.gov type situation.
So if they are deferring the selection of the device, that means what they'll be testing ahead of that would be the software. So it seems like their challenge would be to find out if they get software that they can assure works under whatever test conditions that they establish, that that will work on whatever device they choose afterwards. That's a kind of a risky sounding proposition.
Right, absolutely. And that's why we would like to see the Bureau make these buy or build decisions on these systems, including the software that would support you know, whatever devices that they select, that those decisions be made as soon as possible.
We're speaking with Carol Cha. She's Director of Information Technology Acquisition Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. If they can get that done, do you feel more confident than you might have felt, say, 10 years ago, heading into the 2010 count, where everything fell apart at the last minute and they hired a major contractor to process paper?
Right, and that's a really great question. You know, the Bureau has made very important progress in strengthening their IT institutional capabilities. So with regard to IT governance and requirements management, the Bureau is in a much stronger position to manage IT projects in those regards, as opposed to leading up to 2010. So they've made great strides there. There are still very important IT leadership gaps. They still have not filled the chief information officer position, as well as other key IT leadership roles, including the chief of the Office of Information Security, as well as the chief cloud architect. So the Bureau is aggressively working to close these gaps, but if they do remain open, then their ability to effectively deploy these IT solutions will be hampered.
Now, those jobs, CIO, Chief Information Security Officer, and Cloud Architect, those are the types of heads that could end up on pikes if something goes wrong. Do you think they're having trouble getting people to step up to it, or they just can't make a decision?
Well, it's I'm not quite sure what the key issue there is, but they have to remain very vigil and aggressive in trying to actively close those positions. But again, it's a huge opportunity when you're looking at the types of innovations that they're looking for. So hopefully they'll identify some strong candidates for those positions.
And a moment ago, you mentioned requirements, and you said they're getting better at defining requirements. It seems that if they are going to go with some as yet undefined hardware technology and still developing the software that they hope will run on it, then requirements as to what the software will do, it seems like keeping that super disciplined is the key to making any of it work.
Yes, absolutely. They have to be able to effectively manage that scope. And they also have to be able to prioritize so that if there are technical issues that were unexpected that crop up, that they're able to, you know, chop off the lower priority requirements. Now, another key issue that still remains a concern to us is the open IT security recommendations that we've made. So back in January 2013, we made about 115 recommendations to address control deficiencies, such as access to protected systems from intrusion. Now, as of today, the Bureau has fully addressed roughly 66%, so that's roughly 60%, and that's great news. However, of the open remaining recommendations, there are 30 that require additional actions by the Bureau, and there are about 19 that are under review. And so the Bureau should continue focus in completing this effort to ensure that sensitive information collected during the census is adequately secure.
And do they have new and different security requirements as the result of the plan to use mobile devices, the airwaves, and the internet, as opposed to what they did 2010 and the earlier counts?
Well, that's something that we are currently evaluating as part of our review of their IT initiatives. And so we expect to likely come up with final conclusions regarding that in the spring timeframe.
And when you present this report to them, do you get an answer, eyes that say, yeah, we understand and we're on it?
Well, we do have a very, very good dialogue with the Bureau, and so my hope is that when we unveil our findings to them, that we'll have a very constructive dialogue in getting those open recommendations closed out.